WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
WIRX, everything that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 738 Brock Hunter.
How you doing?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. This morning, what's the pettiest thing you've done in your life? I'm excited about this because you know what? Sometimes we got to do petty things just to get a little bit of the rage out.
Yeah,
you know,
get it out, man.
We got some comments on Facebook. You can add to the conversation or give us a call. Like I said, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Mine is... I don't think I've done anything too crazy, but I still do it every chance I get. The pettiest thing that I've done in life or do in life involves parking. Now, imagine you're in a parking lot, right? And there's plenty of spots.
Okay.
There's spots for me to go. But you see that one car that parked like a Jag and is either over the line or really
sideways.
Close to the line. To this day, we'll always park as close as I can to that car. And people are like, Brock, what if they... Here's what I do. I take a picture of their license plate and the car next to mine. So if anything happens, boom,
I got
them. Just because I know I am being petty and parking close.
I like that.
Because there's a spot, but I tell you what, there's nothing that drives me more crazy.
It takes you 2 seconds to readjust yourself.
Readjust your car. And also, too, if you have a big truck and you think it's okay to take up two spots or four, like I've seen, I don't care if it's out in the open part. No. If you can't park that vehicle the right way, you shouldn't drive that big of a vehicle.
I will go as far as I think it should be legal that if you take two spaces, car keyed. Automatic keying. Dude, if you're that much of a jackass.
Yeah.
If you think you're that special. You deserve it.
You deserve it. You do. You're the worst kind of person.
Or even just the crooked parking, you know, like it's like, dude, you just flew into the spot. It's like you didn't even like stop your car before you got out.
No.
You know, it's a sideways park. I can't stand it.
It takes 2 seconds, like you said, to readjust. So the petty thing that I do in my life is that. And I still do it. And you know what? I'm going to do it for as long as I can.
Yeah.
As long as there's manual driving cars.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
And it's hilarious.
I'll be right there with you.
And don't worry, I don't keep the people. After I move my car, I, you know, delete the picture. But I don't I have an album full of people who have.
Yeah, you should see Brock's bedroom wall.
just covered. Yeah. Written in red marker. People who I want to kill.
Psycho.
I got strings attached.
Yeah. Walk into his bedroom. I'm like, all right, that's enough.
All right.
Raging psycho.
Oh, God. I take a little piece of their car every time. So that's my thing. What about you? What petty thing do you do?
I'm trying to think of something recently I did that was petty. And I remember I let the wife take the car somewhere. And then the next morning, I get in my car. My seat's all the way up forward. I'm a big guy. You know, I'm taller. I can't move the seat back. Go to reverse out. Look at my mirrors. My mirrors are all adjusted weird for her small, tiny little body. Damn it, dude. I got to readjust everything. So I get in her car the day later.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what?
Here we go.
I'm going to give it back. I didn't have to do anything. I just had to pull her car out of the driveway. But I moved the mirror down and to the left on the driver's side. Passenger side's all, you know, tweaked over.
Your poor little wife.
Moving the seat all the way back. She gets in the car. She's like,
What?
I'm like, yeah.
Your sweet wife. You're the worst.
You know, if you get in somebody else's car and you readjust stuff, put it back.
Yeah. Or don't move it.
Don't move it.
Just leave it.
You know?
Just leave it. Or be like Hunter and be a petty son of a bitch.
All right. But you know what, Brock?
What?
She learned her lesson.
She learned her lesson. All right. So I guess it worked. You're poor, sweet doll of a wife.
Yeah. I know. That's pretty petty, isn't it?
You're just the worst. Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. What's the pettiest thing you've done in your life? Or what petty thing do you do? We'll be back with more.
Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
All right, good morning. 749, Brock Hunter.
I'm gonna warn you guys. Hang on. Shut up, Jurassic Park.
Stupid Jurassic Park.
Brock's got a new energy drink, and it's got way more caffeine than normal.
It's got 300 milligrams of caffeine per can.
Jeez, dude.
And I just finished it.
I can hear your heart through the headphones.
It's like a hummingbird. We have a chance for you to get out of town to go see Pop Evil and get a free night stay at Red Roof Inn. I'm going to give you all the details on how you can get out of town from WIRX and Red Roof Inn. Stick around for that. This morning, we're talking about the pettiest things we've ever done. You know, sometimes in life, we have to be adults. We have to be cordial. We have to be nice all the time. But sometimes you just want to be petty. That's okay. I was thinking of another one. I was in California. So I lived in it was pretty rough. Mm-hmm. It was on the bad side of the 405, really close to kind of a rough part of town. And I stayed in this old extended stay motel that they converted into apartments. And the apartment was fine. It was just, you know, it was cheap for where it was at in California. Yeah. Well, I had a neighbor that was I had crackheads knocking on my door all the time. It was great. But I had some neighbors that were not the best neighbors. And they luckily weren't there the whole time. But I remember each day I'd come home and I'd knock on the door and then I'd get into my door real quick. So I'd always hear them just, because they were always loud and they were making noise all the time. So just routine. Doosh, doosh, doosh. And then I'd go into my room and they'd always say, What the hell? That was great. That was petty.
Okay.
Gave me a little bit of satisfaction. We have some comments on Facebook here. I like this. Adara said, my ex was a real piece of work. And he left one day to see some friends and decided he just wasn't coming back. Well, I call him and tell him he needs to come get his stuff. And she literally just took his stuff. And then also she scrubbed the toilet with his toothbrush. Ooh, no. Oh, no. That's terrible. I left him in Arizona with nothing. So she took all of his stuff, put his toothbrush in the toilet. Nicely done.
Or she could just be a bitch.
She's not petty. She's just a bitch. where's the line?
Right.
Where's the line? Let's see. Drendalyn replaced her ex's toothpaste with Bengay.
Man.
Ow.
People destroying the toothbrushes.
Oh, good
this
Lord. Let's see. Annabelle said, one semester I had a rough roommate situation. One night I overheard them say, I wish you would just take her stuff and leave. So in the middle of the night, I took all of my things, locked them in my room, and left, which meant dishes, silverware, cups, shower curtain, towels, rugs, pans, etc. I was so petty, I took everything down to the paper towel holder and the shower curtain rings. Nice.
There you go.
I like that. Laura said it's hard to decide. All right, so Laura's very petty. I like that. Let's take a quick break. What's the pettiest things you've done in your life? It's okay. Don't worry. You're one of us. We've all done petty things. We want to hear from you. We'll be back.
Ken Hunter.
All right. Good morning. 7:58. Today, we do have a windshield watch from Tuesday, 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. Thursday, and it's just snowy and cold and crappy out there. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything is closed. If you need to know, go to WIRX.com. Our closings page brought to you by Medic One Ambulance, Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters.
Michigan.
Closed. Southwest Michigan. Closed. Talking about being petty this morning. What's the pettiest things you've ever done in your life? Which I don't want people to feel bad. All right? Because we've all done it. We've all done petty things.
We're all petty.
And we all need to from time to time. I think that keeps us from snapping and going on a murder rampage.
Yeah, yeah.
Do a petty thing from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Your neighbor lets their dog take a dookie in the yard. Mm-hmm. Grab that. Go throw it at their house. That's okay.
It's a natural blow-off valve.
That's right. Yeah. Let a little of that steam out. Petty little thing. Like, I know I don't need to park super close to that person because they did a bad park job, but I'm going to.
Made your day a little bit better.
That keeps me from slamming my truck into their vehicle.
Yeah.
Let's see. I like this one. Dana said, I remember when I was little, 5 or 6, my best friend had the new Simba and Nala stuffed animal, and I was so jealous I asked her over to play and then hid them so I could keep them.
Ah, there you go. Damn, I did the same thing almost as a kid.
That is delightful.
My cousin had a barrel of goo. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of like Gak, but it was like more
gooey.
Gooey. So I stole it.
Yeah.
Because I was jealous.
Yeah.
I told him he lost it. I'm like, I don't know. You had it yesterday, bro.
You know, I wish you were more responsible with your toys, young man.
Yeah.
Like you're sitting in the grip.
Then my parents found it. Where'd that come from? Wait a second. Is that your cousins?
No.
Oh, man. I got in trouble, bro.
Oh, boy. See? You're petty. It's okay.
Yeah.
Let's see. Randy said, one of my pet peeves is people not using their turn signals when attempting to drive. Sometimes I will follow them to their destination, get out and ask them if they need instructions on how to use their highly complicated, confusing piece of equipment.
Be careful.
Good Lord,
be
Randy.
Be careful.
Good God, man.
Might find a gun in your face. I'm always weird about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's, you know, like 10 years ago,
yeah.
I'd get out of the car,
yeah.
talk trash, whatnot. Mm. Now it's like, eh.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm a little petty. Sometimes I'll, I won't ever get out of the car, but if someone's, like, got their brights on, I will just right back on.
Oh, yeah.
What I'll do is if I'm driving, let's say down a dark country road, someone's got their brights on and they don't shut them off, or they shut them off late. Before I pass them, I'll flick them on real quick. It's like, moron, pay attention.
Right.
That's a petty little thing I do. Man, I do a lot of petty things.
Yeah.
Hold on, we're getting a phone call here. Let's take a phone call. What's the pettiest thing you've done or you do? WIRX, hello.
Hey, Brock, I got a great petty thing I've done.
Oh, yeah?
All right. Back in the day, I had this roommate, and his girlfriend was a complete bitch. Always trying to control the apartment, destroyed things, and, you know, just a real pain in the butt.
Oh, yeah.
Well, she had a toothbrush that she always had at our apartment.
Oh, no. Oh,
every
no.
Every chance I could, I was scrubbing out my ass with
it. Oh! Damn it, Sam! Yeah, that one might win. That one might win. All right.
She never found out. I mean, in the meantime, my friend married her, had a kid with her, later divorced her. God, I want to run into her in public so bad after all these years just to tell her.
Ah, your breath stinks. All right, Sam, that is definitely very petty. Thanks for the call, brother.
Hey, no problem.
All right, later. All right, if you're going to Sam's house, bring a disposable toothbrush. Actually, just don't brush your teeth for the weekend.
Dude, I'm literally going to go buy a new toothbrush today. After that, I can taste it. Seriously, I got to go get a new one. I don't even trust my wife at this point.
Oh, God. I wouldn't either. Knowing your wife, that's... Especially, you know what, after the mirror thing you did to her?
You know,
that toothbrush.
You know what? I'm never brushing my teeth again. Rock 106.